Just sing that one more time.
Just a closer.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Grand Jesus is my plea.
That's your prayer. Amen. Thank you for the musicians. Thank you, Brother Jeremy. Amen. Thank you to the Lord Almighty. We thank Him this day. And I just wanted to say Happy New Year to all the saints. Amen. And I trust we are happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Let's just bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, for the privilege to be in your house today, to be counted among those alive, to be called saints of God. What a privilege, Lord Jesus, the greatest privilege above everything. Lord, your people are precious, Lord, and they come this morning, Lord, expecting something from you, Lord, expecting to receive a word from you, Lord. May you come down right now, Lord Jesus, and take control of the service. Take control of my lips, Lord Jesus. I'm just a vessel you're standing, Lord Jesus. May you speak through me, Lord. And use, oh Lord Jesus, the gift, oh Lord Jesus, that you have placed. Lord, we're looking unto you, not looking unto a man, Lord Jesus. We know that, Lord, you are the Almighty God. And we thank you this morning for your power and your anointing, Lord. We praise your name. Lord, I pray you may bless the saints here this morning. Everyone that has a need, Lord, may you meet the need. Yeah. Any financial, spiritual, or physical need. Your people are needy people. And Lord, we know that you are still on the throne. Amen. We bless your name. We commit the service into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Let us stand and read a scripture here. I'm going to read in Exodus chapter 32, verse 1 through 14.
Praise the living Lord. Amen.
Amen. He is here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He always makes his appointment. He always here to meet us.
Amen.
Even though we don't always fulfill our appointment, God is always here.
Amen.
Amen. Exodus 32, verse 1 through 14. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings, which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go get thee down, for thy people which thou hast brought us out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountain and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abram, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you, saints, again. Greetings to you all. I trust you count yourself blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not leaning on myself. I'm leaning on God himself.
Amen.
And I trust you're excited to be in the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is a great privilege. We are Christians that have to be on fire for God.
Amen.
And in the presence of the Lord, there's liberty and there's freedom.
Amen.
And we don't want to become jumpstart Christians. The phrase jumpstart Christians, I use that a lot because it portrays somebody that waiting for a service on a Wednesday or Sunday to receive from the Lord.
Right.
You know, jumpstart Christians come from an example would be a car. You know, your car is dead and it's cold weather outside, and you want to jumpstart the car, so it's been sitting for a while. It hasn't been rejuvenated. It hasn't been on fire. And when you jumpstart the car, then you get a little spark and the car starts running. You know, many times we get complacent. We wait on a Sunday service, on a Wednesday service to receive from the Lord. And that's when we become jumpstart Christians, waiting on God to ignite us. But we should be on fire for God every day.
Amen.
Amen. And that's why I'm excited to be here. I trust you expecting from the Lord.
Amen.
I know he's going to speak this morning, not me. I'm a man, and I'm looking unto him. He's working through me, and there's nothing good in me, nothing good in all of us, but his grace has made us perfect. Amen. And I'm coming under earnest expectation to receive something from him. And God is going to manifest himself today, and is here, saints. Do you believe it? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to read some scriptures to just cover my title here. The title of the message is going to be During the Delay. That's the title of the message. And it's going to be a lot of scriptures. And I thank Brother John for allowing me to speak. When he approached me, it was a while back. And, you know, I didn't have something in mind to speak. But the Lord started working in my heart on what to speak to the people and to his saints. And it's always a privilege to be up here. Come and speak to the saints. And you know, this subject was on my mind during the delay, and you know, it's been pondering on my heart for so long, and I trust I can convey it the way the Lord showed it to me.
Amen.
And you know, I would ask each one to write these things down, and the scriptures, there's going to be a lot of good nuggets, and I believe it will take us, you know, further in our Christian walk.
Amen.
Amen. So another scripture I'm going to read you is Exodus 24, verse 12 through 18.
Hallelujah.
Yes, just remember the subject, during the delay. Amen. And I know the Lord's going to put it all together and make it visible for you to understand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Exodus 24, verse 12 to 18. Exodus 24. Now this is when Moses went to Mount Sinai. And the Lord, verse 12, Exodus 24. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me in the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables of stones and the law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose, and his minister Joshua and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and gathered him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. Another scripture, your Exodus 1, verse 7.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. This is just laying a foundation so God can break this down, and I'm going to do my best with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Exodus 1, verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty. And the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when they followed out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they build for Pharaoh treasured cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. Amen. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. And all their services wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name was Shira, and the name of the other was Pau. And he said, when he do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew woman and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then he shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then shall she live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the man children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have ye done this thing and have saved the man children alive? And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come into them. Therefore God dealt with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mightily. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born he shall cast into the river, and every daughter he shall save alive. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And the title here, during the delay, as we see here, I want to paint a picture of the story here. A story comes to mind during the delay when I look at the subject. We can all relate to the story. I can recall one day I was sitting in a car, and I was at the railroad tracks and waiting for the train to pass by, you know, as we can relate to the story. Sitting at the railroad tracks waiting for the train to pass, and there's a couple of cars and there's a line and everybody's patiently waiting. And there was one guy that pulled up while we were at the railroad tracks. And as the time went on, you know, you get impatient because the train is constantly moving, and you're like, when is this going to end? But, you know, this guy was such in a rush, and just as he pulled up, he didn't want to wait. So he turned his car around just at, let's say, 2-3 minutes after waiting. And right when he turned around, you know, the train was almost at its end. So the train just finished passing, and then the railroad tracks opened, and we could go through. You know, he was impatient during the delay. And many times we get that way, and especially in the time we're living in. You know, it's a dire time, and, you know, the Christian walk, it gets weary and tired, and we get tired during the delay. The Lord said he's coming, but he's delaying. And we can see in the scripture here, as we look, during the delay, you see Moses went up to Mount Sinai, and the Lord was meeting him there and revealing to him his word, and revealing to him the Ten Commandments, the order of his word. And the children of Israel, as we see, they got weary during the delay when Moses went up to Mount Sinai. God brought to them a deliverer, Moses, in the time that they needed him. While they were in Egypt, they were praying for a deliverer, and God came on the scene and brought a deliverer. Amen. A prophet that came, and he answered their prayer. Now, as we can see, the circumstances in Egypt got a little bit more tougher. You know, the king of Egypt was a pharaoh that knew not Joseph, so he created taskmasters upon the people. And taskmasters, you know, as the children were slaves of Israel, the children of Israel were slaves of Egypt, I mean. And those taskmasters were ordered from Pharaoh to increase the load, make it tougher for the children of Israel, you know, because they saw him multiplying and exceeding and being mightier than them. And that's how the enemy is. Every time we become mightier in the Lord, he wants to bring us back down. But we've got to press through. Amen. And he wanted to create more bondage. As we see in Exodus 1 verse 14, he said, they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service. So he wanted to make it rigorous and tougher for them. And, you know, they were not at home in Egypt. That was not their home. They were seeking Canaan's land. And in this world, as Christians, this is not our home. This is just a temporary home.
Amen.
We're just passing by on a journey.
Amen.
And as the battle got tougher, they were getting tired, you know, because they were seeking the deliverer. And it was taking long. But that's the type of the bride of Christ, you know. We should be getting weary of this world, getting tired of this world, of the perversion and the diet of this world. You know, we shouldn't be accustomed to the world we're living in. And I believe the children of Israel were in the same condition. That's why they were seeking a deliverer. And God always meets our need when we ask him in prayer. Sometimes he may delay, but he comes right on time.
Amen.
Now, the children of Israel were living in Egypt, and God brought the deliverer to them. And he supplied the needs that they needed. And they were on their journey to Canaan's land. Now we see, as they were on their journey, the Lord supplied the manna for them. You know, every day they would go into into the journey, and God would give them manna that they needed. Now I want to read something here to just outline the scripture here. Amen. Now let's look at the word and see what Satan does. Satan always finds a way to derail and handle God's people. He was making the children of Israel weak with taskmasters. He always comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes, that's right.
But the believer always prevails and finds deliverance from God. Amen. Amen. And Satan, he always thinks he's in control, but God is always more powerful than any hold or grip Satan has upon you.
Amen.
We see God came on the scene and answered the children of Israel prayer. Let's see how he did it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, in God revealing himself to his people, 1950, August 13th, the message says this. This afternoon, we had a glorious time talking about the word and about how our God will take care for us. I love to read his word and speak about him. And now we gather here tonight to pray for the needy, the sick, and the afflicted, those who are in need of prayer. And I trust that God will heal many tonight, and I trust he will do the same this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Now he's here, and the only thing you have to do is to believe him and accept him. And now as I pray for the sick, I told the brethren that I'd start the prayer line right away. I want to read some scripture first before we have the prayer line. In the third chapter of Exodus, Exodus is the calling out of the church.
Amen.
That's the meaning of Exodus.
Amen.
Getting out and going into something.
Amen.
Israel was the people of God until they came out of Egypt, and then they were the church of God. The word church means called out, the Exodus, bringing out.
Amen.
And this is God's dealing with his servant, bringing to the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mount of God into Horeb. And the Lord, the angel of the Lord, appeared to him in a flame.
Amen.
He says, "Our heavenly Father, we believe today you're still the same Jehovah God, that you've seen the need of the people in the days of Moses. And how that in that day to fulfill your promise to the people that you made to Abraham, their father, you had Moses to come on the scene. A little boy born in a home that was a very odd birth, something peculiar taking place. They seen he was a proper child and he was hid in the bulrushes. You guided him, nourished him, brought him up to the age of time that about 40 years old. The people misunderstood he was to be their leader. They didn't recognize the leader. I trust we recognize God this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And today it's likewise, Father. We can't seem to realize that it's the Holy Spirit is our leader.
Amen.
Come to lead us. Appear to him in a flame of fire, an angel that went before him. That was the one that was upon the rod that smote the land, that opened the Red Sea, that hung over them like a pillar of fire, that guided them. The Holy Ghost is our guide this day. Amen.
Amen.
And where the fire went, they went. The cloud by day and the fire by night. Father, today we believe that you're with us. We know that thou art, you have revealed yourself in a way, in a mysterious way, telling us that you are with us, showing us signs and wonders, and then have come down and permitted to the unbeliever a sign that cannot be lightly spoke of among their own people of scientists. Science have proved that Jehovah is real. That same Jehovah.
Amen.
Amen. In the time of Moses, God captivated his people with the word through Moses, his prophet. Now, a prophet is the mouthpiece of God.
Amen.
The only way you can receive from God is receiving the word directly from the prophet of God. Amen.
Amen.
And receiving it in your heart and applying it.
Amen.
You know, God uses his prophet. That is the avenue to receive a direct voice from God. It's through his prophet. The prophet is the mouthpiece of God.
Amen.
Moses had a first-hand experience with God. He met him face to face. He knew he was talking what he was talking about.
Amen.
Now we see the word captured the heart of God's prophet. He was ordained to get a people prepared for an exodus. Now God was working in the backside of the desert to come deliver his children in Israel. But before there is a deliverance, there's always harder times that come. And that's where we can see the taskmasters in place here. They added more bondage and added more turmoil to the children of Israel, created more persecution. And that's what the Satan always uses, the avenue, is to try to deter your mind from what God is doing. He comes to the window. He doesn't come to the front door. Sometimes he comes in a subtle way. And that's how Satan works. He always comes through the back door or window and try to deter your mind. But we got to stay focused on God. Amen?
Amen.
Now I said, before deliverance, harder times always come. Persecution always increases.
Amen.
You have to pass through the battles of hard times to receive the victory of God. And Satan always uses something to hinder God's people.
Yes, that's right.
He's always in a subtle way. He always uses it. It may be the slightest thing to hinder you from receiving what God is doing.
Amen. Amen.
Now you will always find the straight and narrow path of Christianity always goes against the grain and against what culture is saying.
That's right.
Today in the culture and society, it's all about what you want to do. You're free to do whatever you want to do.
That's right.
If it's right in your own way, it's okay. They don't have morals. They don't have any values, any priorities. You know, it's a dying world, and it's a dangerous place. You know, and we ask God for his grace, because we're living in this world. And we hate to say it, but the turmoil and all the persecution, the wars, rumors of wars, violence, earthquakes, all these are signs. And we shouldn't neglect the signs of the time. Amen. But we pray for those that are suffering in those situations. Amen. Because they're still suffering humanity.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now we see God brought the children out of Israel. God is always under obligation to take care of his promise.
Amen.
He fulfilled his promise when God brought Israel out of the wilderness, back there in the desert. And what God promised is under obligation to do.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When they needed water, they went to the rock of their salvation. When they needed the food, God provided the manna.
Amen.
And the manna came down from heaven every morning. And the manna today is a type of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That is the manna and the word that we're receiving. The word is the manna today.
Amen.
That's what's leading us. The children of Israel had, natural manna that they could eat. But today, in our Christian walk, the manna is the word and the Holy Ghost that's leading us. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
And it's a beautiful type of the church. As God led Israel in the natural, he's leading the church today in the spiritual. When they crossed the Red Sea, those taskmasters were dead. Now, the Red Sea typifies the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The man came through the blood to be sanctified from the world into what Christ wants us to be. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm leading to something here during the delay. I'm coming to my subject. It's going to be something that I believe the Lord will allow you to see. We can see them journeying through the wilderness here, but we're going to come to a climax point and explain what happened during the delay and relate it to today, how, you know, the Lord has been, we've been hearing the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming, but during the delay, people have become complacent.
Amen.
We've become normalized. as Brother Brian Freeborn preached here, being normalized to a spiritual condition.
Amen,
a sad place to be. We don't want to become numb to what God is doing.
Amen.
And that's what I'm trying to get to today, you know, because we going into a new decade year, 2020, and for years we've heard Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. And sometimes during this delay, we get weak and we get tired. So I want to reignite your Holy Ghost fire to be on fire for God and get a little bit excited that the Lord is coming and he's soon approaching. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to show us not to get in the spirit of complacency and the spirit of lack during the delay where the children of Israel were at. They were at a place, a dangerous place. And we're going to see how this dangerous place led to idols. They created idols to worship. And we don't want to get to that place. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Now, the manna is the Holy Ghost, and that manna has carried the church throughout the ages of time. And it's still leading and guiding us today. The power of God and the Holy Ghost is leading the church today. Amen.
Amen.
Now, there's one point I want to focus on, which is in line with my subject. Now, we find along the journey through wilderness, the children of Israel, Moses went up to Mount Sinai to meet with the Lord. That was the place God would reveal to Moses what he had to pass on to the children of Israel, because Moses was the mouthpiece of God.
Amen.
We found on this instance in Exodus 32, Moses went up to Mount Sinai, and there was a delay. Moses took very long to come back from the Mount Sinai. And I'm going to read again Exodus 32 just to touch on the subject here.
Hallelujah.
Exodus 32 verse 1 again. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wit not what is become of him. That is where I'm relating my subject from. They came unto Aaron because Moses was delaying. They said, we tired of Moses, he's not coming back. He said he'll promise to come back, but they didn't know what God was doing on the Mount Sinai. So they came unto Moses, and they wanted to create their own idols and gods. And that was a dangerous place to be at. Because when man gets away from God, is it in a dangerous place? And that's where the children of Israel were coming to, trying to put God out of the picture.
That's right.
Now, there's one thing we always find in the midst of the coming of the Lord, or when God has prepared the people to receive him, the enemy always creeps in with deceit, and it is subtle when it creeps in. Moses went up to the mount. The children of Israel got complacent. And Satan crept in. We found in Exodus 32, the children of Israel wanted a new idol to worship. So they gathered themselves together and went up to Aaron. And they said unto him, Up. The word up in Exodus 32 verse 1 means urging him to do something boldly or abruptly. We want you to do this now. They were, you know, they were pushing Aaron to say, come on, do this. We need another God because we don't want to worship the true God. Let us not get to that place. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's it, brother. Help us, Lord.
And Exodus 32, verse 7. Now, while Moses was up in the mountain, You can see here, the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down, for thy people which are brought us out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I have commanded thee. They have made themselves a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, these be thy gods. They created new gods. O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. And verse 10, now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make thee a great nation. Now God was willing to destroy the children of Israel here, we see, because he was condemning them for what they did. Apostasy. They went ahead and started worshiping a false god. Amen. Created idols. Today we can have so many idols in the world today, you know. And Hollywood is the reflection of what the world follows today. Amen. It is actually the foundation of where all the perversion comes from. And that's where it starts. And that should not be our eye, you know. And many times today there's so many idols, you know. You can fall in that trap of creating an idol for yourself. Anything can be an idol. Shopping, you know, sports, you know, even any sports activities or children activities that go to school, those can be an idol. They can take the place of God. We have to be careful not to get there. Amen. But Moses, in Exodus 32, verse 11, he stepped in and was an advocate for the people of Israel. That's the power of the prophet, you know, and the messenger of God. Amen. Can step in and plead to God. And he did that for the children of Israel. He reminded God, you know, you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. This is your people. You want to destroy your own people. So he pleaded to God, and God actually declined to destroy the children of Israel because of Moses was an intercessor for them, you know. And we thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now let's read John 1, verse 10 through 14. I trust you're enjoying this and it's touching your heart. Amen. I can only speak what God lays upon my heart. And sometimes I question myself sometimes. Lord, why do you want me to say this? But I believe it's for a reason. There's somebody here that needs it. And I believe I need it. I'm speaking also to myself.
Amen.
Before the Lord comes to speak to the people, he actually speaks to me. So sometimes I receive chastisement before the people do. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I got to reflect and refresh on my experience. Amen.
Amen.
John 1, verse 10 through 14. Now here we read Jesus Christ, the true light. He was rejected and received. So in John 1 verse 10, he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. He came unto his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
He's here today.
Amen.
this morning. Amen. He's still dwelling among us. He sent us the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, in 1955, the message, the fundamental foundation for faith. As I said, faith doesn't come by fasting. Faith doesn't come by praying or reading a book. All of that's good. Fasting, prayer, and reading a book. But faith comes by settle something that's in the human heart that tells you just as sure as you come to this church this morning. When you come home from work, you've told your wife you'd be coming home, or after service you will come over. You do that unconsciously. You just go out and get in your car and go on home. Now, you could not do it unless you have faith you can do it.
Amen.
You'd never move from where you're settling. If you didn't have faith, you could raise. If you have faith, you could raise up somebody, he said. But you've done it so much, and you just come so accustomed to those laws till it's a natural thing. Now, if we could throw ourselves completely to God and to His will and be lost to our own thoughts,
amen,
and just let the mind of Christ be in us, then the same operation of the Spirit would work through us.
Amen.
As just as natural as faith does.
Amen.
Just the same things. Because we were first created for purpose to control, to rule, and to praise God, and to live for God.
Amen.
Now Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Now the Father and His word is inseparable. Because the Word is His Son. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, as He's doing today.
Amen.
And the God's Word and God Himself is inseparable.
Amen.
They're the same thing, because it's an anointing and Spirit of God speaking. And it's the same thing with this word we receive today. These were men anointed from God. So they were speaking only what God was revealing to them.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we believe the Bible is the absolute. It's God Himself.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. No man can come up here and create their own idea or intellectual idea. It's got to be from the Word. Amen. When you take an idea of a fallen vessel, a fallen man, and start running with it, you are going in a dangerous place. You've got to take what the Word says. And that's why every word that comes forth has to be reflected back to the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. That's right. Hallelujah.
If you go back just in history, you can see in the beginning was the Word. But what is the Word? A word is a thought manifested, a thought spoken forth.
Amen.
A thought expressed. So you have to think of something before you speak it. And that's what God's word is. You know, it's God's own thoughts. Him speaking to us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the living Lord. Amen.
Now everything that God has spoken in His word has to be received in the right channel to materialize whatever it's promised. And God says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you have God, the word in you. And you believe the word just as you believe God, because it's God and it's inseparable. Then if you have God's word in you, you have God's life in you. You have God in you. And whatsoever God's word speak forth out, it have to come to pass just as it was spoke. And He told you, whatever you ask in my Father's name, that I will do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the
Lord.
Amen.
Now I want to read John 11, verse 38 to 44. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, let's read John 11, 1 through 6 first, and then we'll read John 11, 38 through 44. So we'll read John 11, 1 through 6. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and his sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. John 11 verse 38 through 44. Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take it away. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been there 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth and abound, and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with napkin. Jesus said unto him, Loose him and let him go. Amen. We thank the Lord for that. We can see here another delay here. You know, sometimes the Lord does that for a reason. Amen. The delay. They came unto Jesus and told him about Lazarus, which was one of his greatest friends. But when they told Jesus, he stayed there for 2 days. He still didn't go. And it was a shock to the people. How can Jesus, you know, we told him about his friend and he's not coming to do anything. He's not even feeling anything. Well, he knew already what he was going to do. Amen. He is all knowing, all powerful. Amen. Now, during the delay, the people got tired and weary of what the Lord was going to do. They said, well, we don't believe. He's dead already. And we can see in John 11, 38, Jesus came unto them and told them to take the stone away. But they were in shock. They say, he's been there 4 days, you know. But Jesus said, I thank thee, Father, for thou hast heard me. He believed in his prayer. He believed that God heard him already. Amen. He said, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people, he had to say a word of prayer. And speak before the people so that they can believe. But we can see here Jesus during the delay, the people got weary and tired. But God's never late; He's always on time. Amen. He may be 4 days late, but He's always on time.
Amen.
We need to look unto Him and know that He's still the all-powerful God. Amen.
Amen.
He rose Lazarus from the dead, and it was a shock to the people. But that goes to show the human side, the humanity side. We get weary during the delay. And it's normal, you know, because we get tired of something we see every day. We go to church. We come to church. We come to worship. Then we fight our battles. And then we come back, you know. It becomes a tradition.
Amen.
We've got to break out of that tradition.
Amen.
Amen? And make it real.
Amen.
Make your worship of praise to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Bring your sacrifice of praise to the Lord.
Amen.
I know we live in a time where There's so much busyness, and we can get caught up in busyness. That's the best time for the enemy to work, is when we are busy, busy, busy. We forget about the little things. Reading our Bible every day, praying, seeking the Lord, and then before we know it, we're at a place we don't want to be. And we find ourselves at a place we're like, where did I get here? How did I get here? Well, you forgot the little things, you know. And the little things make the big things work, you know. All the little things are still a part of the process. It's just like your body, your natural body. Amen. Your toe may hurt, your finger, and just that one finger, that's the one finger for your job or your work, you find out, man, that finger is necessary. It may be the smallest thing, but when you're lacking it, you find out how important it is.
Amen.
Amen. Now, as we look here in this new decade, we look back at times past, you know, as I was a little lad growing up. I can remember in 1997, 98, I never thought I'd see 2020 in my lifetime. I never thought it would come here. But it is here nonetheless, you know. I don't know what the Lord has in store, but I look at this as the time is approaching. Because how much worse can this world get?
That's right.
How much more perverted can we get? We need God in this hour.
Amen.
Without God, you're insane beings. And we can see that insanity is on the rampage. Every day you walk out of your house, Satan's always there, present.
Yes.
So if you don't have the armor of God on you, prayer, yes. As we look at this year, you know, 2019, we can see how the Lord's moved in a mighty way, you know. And I trust we're not overlooking what God is doing, you know. The first time I spake here, I spake on the secret of prayer. And I believe that has been the year of prayer, this last year.
Amen.
May we continue that, continue to pray and stay steadfast in it. Amen. We had a lot of ministers come this past year, and they spake words of anointing. And I just reflected back on what was said, you know, Brother John McFadden, Brother Brian Freeborn, Brother Andrew Beecham, you know, we had Brother Tom McKinstry, all these powerful testimonies and words. My, those were anointed words. May we take those good nuggets and allow it to continue to catapult our Christian walk.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Some of the messages that were preached last year is turning back to Israel. The Lord said, I will never leave thee. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Hallelujah.
God and his people being misunderstood. We can see that.
Right.
We are misunderstood because we are oddballs. This is not our home. Amen. Every time we walk, you tell somebody something, they say, man, you're a strange creature. Where are you from, you know? Yeah. They ask themselves, I can't believe what he just said, you know. They think you're in a cult.
Yeah. Yes.
But I'd rather be a cult for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Than anything else. Amen?
Amen.
And Brother Jeremiah Palmer spoke about the effect of the word. Is the word taking effect in your life?
Amen.
Amen. And then we spoke about the manifestation of the word.
Amen.
And Brother Tom McChrystie spoke about the paralysis of faith. And then he gave his wonderful testimony. What a testimony.
Amen.
Amen. And then just recently, Brother Brian Freeborn spoke about taking a stand. Compromise in Egypt. We can see compromise here. We don't want to compromise the word of God.
Yes, that's right.
And the most powerful message I believe Brother Brian Freeborn spoke about is our normalization of our spiritual condition.
Yes, that's right.
we become numb to spirituality, to the worship, to the presence of the Lord. We think it's normal, you know, it's become a tradition. We've got to break out of that tradition.
Amen.
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 And be dedicated. Have value in the worship. Have value in praise. Have value in coming to the house of the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because there's something special here.
Amen.
No matter what you see, what you feel, I can say there's something special. I've been to many churches.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes in the military, being in the Coast Guard, it requires you to be at places where there's no massive church. And you go to, let's say, a Methodist church or a Lutheran, just to receive a little nugget from the Lord. And you find the lack of the Spirit, the lack of the anointing. You find that, you know, we have something special here.
Amen.
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 We have something special, but we've got to realize that.
Amen.
Amen. And don't become complacent. Stay fervent in prayer. Stay fervent in the Word of God. Stay fervent in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Good, brother.
Now, in conclusion here, I'm going to try to wrap up everything during the delay and show how we can continue to be on fire for God. Amen?
Amen?
Even though there's a delay, God is still powerful and He can give us the strength to continue our walk now in Christianity. And the later the hour gets, the more darker it gets.
Amen. That's right.
Now, as we look past the past 10 years and looking at 2020, we can see God has captured our hearts today with the message of the hour. It has come to us, and we don't want to take the message lightly. We still want to receive the store, what God has put in the storehouse for His people. That is what will take us out of this world. Rapturing in faith lies in the Word of God and the message of the hour. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I want to thank the Lord for what He's doing, because He came down to us when we weren't looking for Him.
Amen.
He came and redeemed us to Himself. Amen?
Amen.
And redemption is a two-part process. God came and took us out of this world and redeemed us to Himself, so we can restore fellowship with Him. Amen?
Amen.
We are coming daily out of this world into the holiest of holiest, into the presence of Jesus Christ. But it will take the Holy Ghost to overcome this world.
Right.
It won't take your own human power.
Amen.
It will take the Holy Ghost power. That's why we need that.
Amen.
We can see that God's people are always oddballs. And in every generation, God always sends a deliverer to His people to restore us back to the Word, because man always goes away from God. He needs something to restore him back to the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the Holy Spirit must be in control, living and dwelling in the heart of the believer. Now, are you following God's GPS? I came up with the phrase GPS, you know. We have GPS today. We use it a lot. And God also has a GPS.
Amen.
It's God's provided system.
Amen.
He has in place. And it's a system we should be following. Not a man-made system. God's provided system.
Amen.
He is the guide. He's the one that's leading us. If you need a map, God is the map. Amen.
Amen.
His Word is the map.
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
You know, everything man is creating, it's actually was there before. God already, you know, invented
that's
it.
Right.
But
right.
Man is tapping into the mind of God and creating something that's beneficial to humanity, but they're also creating something that can also be perversion. You know, you can also go both ways. That's why they say technology is a good thing. It can be helpful, and it can be used in the wrong way too.
Amen?
Amen. The blueprint is the Word of God. We've got to have our blueprint every day. That's what we follow. You know, when you're building a house, you need a blueprint. A building, this building here had to have a blueprint. And then the carpenter, the architecture had to look at the blueprint in order to follow the blueprint.
Amen.
We as believers of God and Holy Ghost-filled believers should be following the blueprint, which is the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The blueprint will not get you lost if you follow it. It's like a North Star. Using the celestial navigation. A lot of people do celestial navigation. But the North Star always stays in one position.
Amen.
Never moves. And the North Star for the believer is the Word of God.
Amen.
Keep the Word in your heart and it will lead you to your heavenly home. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Amen.
Amen. And I had a time with a friend a few weeks back, and we were talking. And he's a Christian friend. He was just talking about the Word, and one thing that struck me that he said. A lot of times, ego gets in the way. Of the believer, you know, we lift ourselves up, we puff ourselves up.
Yes, that's right.
But as Holy Ghost believers, I think we should be giving glory and honor to God
Amen.
Almighty. Amen? And I'm breaking it down here. I trust you are receiving it from God Almighty. Amen? He was telling me, as I was talking to him, he said something striking. He said, I'm always present in God as He is present in me.
Amen.
That was a powerful statement.
Amen.
Present in God as He is always present in me.
Amen.
For the believer, that's an astonishing, profound saying. But it's a profound proverb, as I could say. But he broke it down to explain what he meant. Being present in God, it means daily feasting on His Word.
Amen.
Praying in the morning, reading your Bible, seeking His face. When you're present in God, you're always closer to Him
Amen.
And near to Him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
When you're not present to God, you start drifting away.
Amen.
You can find in the morning you wake up. If you read your Bible, you prayed, you were in a great spirit,
Amen.
You find the day goes well.
Amen.
But when you get away from God, you find His presence is leaving. And then you get angry, bitterness sets in, frustration at work, because you weren't present in God. So always be present in God as He is present in you. Amen? And then don't let ego get in the way. There's two types of ego here. Ego, when it gets in the way, there's a good ego, exalting God always. If you break it down, ego, exalting God always. And then there's another side of ego, edging God out. Edging God out slowly and surely, slowly, slowly, slowly. When you find yourself away from God, things that you never used to do become easier to do. You find yourself falling into traps of things that you shouldn't be doing. You find yourself drifting away slowly but surely. And then as you drift into that, as Brother Brian Freeborn was talking about, it becomes normal. We become adapted to that environment.
Amen.
Yeah. So you got to break out of that. That's why being present in God is very important.
Yes.
Having the Holy Ghost leading you.
Amen.
Not a man-made system, God's provided system.
Amen.
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 Amen, brother. Hallelujah.
I'm going to read a few scriptures and quotes here to encourage you as I'm winding down. And then I'm going to read the word to the church that our messenger left to us to keep us on fire for God. Amen. In Matthew 16, verse 18 through 19. Don't be weary during the delay. Amen. Stay on fire for the Lord. As the song says, if you're in the battle, keep on the firing line. Amen?
Amen.
Matthew 16, verse 18 through 19.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. In 1962, the key to the door, the message, the key to the door. Now we read in St. John, the 10th chapter, Jesus said, I am the door to the sheepfold. I am the door, not a door, the only door. Jesus Christ is the only door. I am the only way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen?
Amen.
Don't get away from that way. I am the door to the sheepfold, and all that comes to me, his enemies, thieves, and robbers. He is the door. Whatever you be, an enemy, thieves, robber, he is the door to the sheepfold. He is the door to salvation. There's not another name given unto man whereby you must be saved, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. No church, no denomination, no creed, no doctrine of anything. Many people creating their false doctrines today. They've been away from the presence of God. They're not present with God. When you're present with God, he's speaking to you.
Amen.
You're sensitive to his spirit.
Amen.
You know where he's leading you and guiding you. But when you get away from that presence, that's when the enemy creeps in. He creeps in through the window, through the side door. He's subtle.
Amen.
Amen. Let us stay prayed up.
Amen.
Now that is the key. The name of Jesus Christ. On the day of Pentecost, they wanted to know how to get into the door. And there's only one key, because there's just one door. I am the door, Jesus said.
Amen.
He had the key to it. And he said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the treasures of God. It is the key to the door, and Jesus is the door. He is the door to heaven, and there's no other door and no other way but Jesus Christ. He is the door to heaven. And now Jesus is the door to all these things, and faith is the key that unlocks the door. Now if Jesus is the door to all these promises of God, faith in his finished work unlocks every door to every treasure there is inside the kingdom of God. Faith is the key that unlocks every promise he makes. The key of faith in his finished work. Now, what house will he build me in 1965 year? Talks about keeping the message honorable. Keep the message honorable. The word of God. The message of the word of God.
Amen.
And the Bible is the absolute that we follow.
Amen.
Keep the message honorable and live the right kind of life. Don't let no smut come upon it. We're living too late in the hour. We're too late in the hour. Let's live it clean.
Amen.
Well, my life, your life, all of your life needs to picked up, to be picked up before God.
Amen.
Our young people just ride around from place to place, from show to show, and drifting further and further away from God. Right now, that's the truth. I see it in my children. This is Branham talking about his children. We can see the society, the moral decay in schools, in the public systems. It's a disgrace, you know.
Amen.
They even educating students on their gender,
mm-hmm.
on homosexuality, on perversion, right in the school, and they want to start at a young age. because, you know, at a young age, your mind is so tender. You can soak anything. So they want to start them young. That's why we got to pray for our children.
Amen.
Pray for our children. Pray for each other. We need it. Amen.
Amen.
It's late in the hour. The evening time is here. Amen.
Amen.
Now that's the truth. I see it in children. I see it myself getting to a place where not. You've got to assemble ourselves together to worship God. The assembling of each other. Do not forsake this. Amen. If there's only two people in the service today, you be one of them that comes. Amen.
Amen.
A large crowd doesn't do anything to God. If even a small crowd, God is always present.
Amen.
As I say, He always makes His appointment. We have to do our part.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And when we see the day approaching, we should come together much more. Because fellowship and the saints, that's where we get our strength. We regain strength for the week. We regain strength for the hour.
Amen. That's good, brother. Excellent. Amen.
And if we come together and worship, then there's something about it. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, He will be in the midst. Amen. And the Bible is not a word of a man. Neither was it wrote by man, or brought by man, or neither can it be revealed by man. I'm just a vessel here. It's God revealing His word. It's God's word revealed by God Himself. He is His own interpreter, Christ revealing Himself in His word. In Romans 12 verse 2. Romans 12 verse 2. Winding down now.
Hallelujah.
I trust you're receiving good nuggets from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the living Lord.
Romans 12 verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God.
Amen.
Be transformed by God's power.
Amen.
Amen. May the mind of Christ be in you. That same Christ. That same Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
When you have the mind of the Holy Spirit leading you, you're not prone to get diverted or detoured away from God. It's very essential. It's a key ingredient. Every morning is being transformed by Him every day, because we need a new refilling every day. We need the new refilling of the Holy Ghost, because in our human flesh we are weak.
Amen. Amen.
Now, God's power to transform, 1965. And there will not be this kind of civilization in the world to come. Talking about heaven, it will not be the same as we see here. There will be no automobiles or nothing that science ever done. There will be no such things in the world that is to come. But it will be God's own type of civilization. I can't wait to be there. God's own type of civilization.
Amen.
God created. Amen?
Amen.
Our heaven is our heavenly home.
Amen.
Amen. That's our real home. We're just living in a temporary home. Just passing through.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, bro.
He'll set us in the glorious reign. In His civilization. For in His civilization there's no sickness, no sorrow, no pain, no grief, no type of infirmity in God's presence.
Amen.
My, I can't wait for that place. And in God's kingdom there's no death, no sickness, no old age. We'll be young. Amen.
Amen.
Living for eternity. To eternity.
Amen.
Amen. God transform us today by your power.
Amen.
By the renewing of our mind to turn the meager elements of this world unto the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. That is my prayer tonight, today, this morning. I mean, may you, God, transform us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, as I close here, I'm going to read this and then the word to the church. Every new generation of believers have to be disciples of Christ. When the believer is shown how to add Christ to their lives, we subtract sin from our life when we add Christ. And we obey His word. Now, Paul's gospel was adamant that adding Jesus Christ must be accompanied by subtracting sin. You can't serve God and mammon at the same time. You can't save God and the world at the same time. There's no neutral ground. There's light, there's darkness. No neutral ground. Amen?
Amen.
So when we serve Jesus Christ, sin dies in our life. Amen?
Amen.
The proof of a religious and Holy Ghost conversion is to demonstrate that we have added a relationship with Christ and subtracted sin through repentance from God. Put Jesus Christ in your life. Move beyond preoccupation with yourself, your job, your finances, and your relationships. Give all your broken pieces to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And He will put them back together. Amen.
Amen.
Rise above temptations, doubts, and problems that keep you from unconditional surrender to Christ. As the song said, I surrender all. May we surrender all to Him.
Amen.
Rekindle your Holy Ghost fire and personal relationship, and you will gain your identity in Jesus Christ. That's where our identity is in. Amen. And restore a daily life of prayer that will connect you to God. Amen. Stay connected with God. And prayer is a form of communication. And speak to the Lord what you have on your heart. You know, many times we get in fear. We don't want to say this before the Lord. We're afraid to ask Him. Speak fully out of your heart, out of the abundance of your heart. God said, ask and He shall receive.
Amen.
Seek and He shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Amen. Keep on the firing line. The battle is won, and Jesus has brought to us the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost Spirit and the Comforter will take us through.
Amen.
Amen. As I read this, the musician can come, a word to the church.
Hallelujah.
In Christ is the mystery of God revealed in 1963. A word to the church. This is our messenger speaking a word to the church, and I'm coming to you this morning and reminding you of what our messenger said to us. He said, love one another above everything. Love one another. No matter what the devil tries to say. Now you all great one big sweet group of people. Remember that. But remember my warning. See, Satan won't let that stay that way. No, sir. He'll shoot every dart to try to divide God's people. If he has to bring somebody to make his target, so Satan will use anybody. He can use anybody to come in here and cause division among God's people. And he'll always come in a subtle way. He'll bring some critic or unbeliever in and set him down in the service or in the church and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things. He'll fellowship among you. Then he'll shoot that guy with some kind of poison stuff and he'll start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it. Don't you have nothing to do with anything else. You stay right loving and sweet and kind to one another.
Amen.
Pray for that man that he'll be saved to, or that woman, wherever it is.
Amen.
Just pray for them and stick with one another and stay with your pastor. See, he's the shepherd. Your pastor is a shepherd.
Amen.
And you give him respect. He'll lead you through, and cause he's ordained to do so. Amen. We are on this exodus and this journey, and every congregation has a little part of assembly. The pastor is the shepherd that's leading that congregation.
Amen.
He's heart. You're always in his heart. You may not know that, but the pastor always has you in his heart. Every time he's doing something, he's always concerned about his members. Because that's a sheep. A sheep never leaves the flock.
Amen.
Even if one goes, he had 99, he'll go for them. Amen? Now remember that the enemy will come. And when he does, just cling much closer together. And that one that the devil is using for an enemy will either come out or come in and be one of you. That's all. Don't never clam among or talk. Make yourself clammish. We are one. Creating groups and circles. You know, you have some assemblies that have circles and groups. It's not of God. Amen. We are one member body. One God, one Savior, one Lord. Amen?
Amen.
He's talking about your body. I couldn't say left hand, I'm mad at you. I'm going to take you away because you're not a right hand. I need my left hand. You need your left hand. He's my left hand. I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger. I want it to stay right there. Every little part of my body stay right there. And God wants us as body of believers to stay right exactly with one another.
Amen.
Right it with one another. And now you've got the message. You've got tapes on what we believe. You've got tapes on the discipline of the church. How we behave ourselves in the church of God. How we got to come together and set together in heavenly places. Every time we gather around, we should be in heavenly places. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't stay at home. And as the days go on and on, as I say, busyness will cloud your mind. And Satan will start taking Sundays away, Wednesdays. You know, growing up, I always noticed that. I was talking to a friend at work, is a Christian Methodist friend there. But he was talking about how today in churches, chorus, leaders, group, choirs, you know, activities at church, they're not there no more. Because Satan has snuck up under us and has taken midweek services away and Sunday services. Every program is always on a Sunday or on a Thursday or on the day of worship. That's how Satan organizes everything in the world.
That's right.
We've got to know Satan's tactics and be vigilant. Amen?
Amen.
Don't stay at home. If God is in your heart, you can't hardly wait for those doors to open.
Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where we should be. A revival in our heart. Every day. Revival is rejuvenating something inside. It's not something new. Revival is something you already have and making it enlightened. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You can't wait for those doors to open out yonder, to come in here and fellowship with your brothers and sisters. If you don't feel that way, then I'll tell you it's time you got to praying. Because we're in the last days where the Bible exhorted us to much more as we see the day approaching, to love one another with Christian love and divine love, to assemble ourselves together in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
And love one another.
Amen.
This will all men know that you are my disciples.
Amen.
That's right. Stay right together. If the brother you think is a little wrong or the sister, say, Lord, don't let me have the root of bitterness spring right up.
Amen.
A root of bitterness can take the Holy Ghost out of your life.
Amen.
A root of bitterness, anger, hatred for somebody. Maybe they said something and maybe you heard something or you thought they said something. We assume sometimes. It's best to approach a person
Amen.
And speak face to face if you have an issue with someone. I think that that's a clear communication way. Amen? But as humans, sometimes we're afraid of that approach and communication. But God help us. Amen?
Amen?
If we have something against our brother, any art, any anger against our sister, let us fix that. Amen? Because the root of bitterness can take the Holy Ghost out of your life. That root of bitterness, it will affect you. You may not notice it, but it will affect you. And it will take Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, right out of your life. That's poison acid of malice, jealousy, and hatred. They'll take the Holy Ghost away from you. It will run Jesus Christ out of the tabernacle. It'll kill the Spirit of God and drive it away from you. It will hurt your pastor. It'll do everything. Don't you do that. You just wax that much closer together. Draw closer together. Take the buckle, as the brother testified, a minister here the other night, about having a buckle, seeing it in a vision. Buckles on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Just put it on, tighten up. Move right up close one to another. Love one another anyhow. Talk nice about another. Say nice things about one another, and God will bless you. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you, saints. Let us stand. Amen.
Praise the living Lord.
I trust we stay on fire this 2020.
Amen.
And don't lose the fire. Don't get complacent during the delay.
Help us, Lord. Amen.
Because we do get complacent. And I'm the first to admit, sometimes you get where you say, Lord, when are you coming? When are you coming? And the flesh says, oh, no, that's for another day, another hour.
Yes.
But it's our time.
Amen.
And God is coming to his people right now.
Amen.
Amen. I want to sing that song, Just a Closer Walk to Thee, again, 124. Amen. Do you desire that, a closer walk to him?
Amen.
Let's sing that. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to is my plea. Daily walking close. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Grant it, Lord. Let it be. Just
just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just a closer walk with thee.